Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It is 2:07. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And, you know, one of our good neighbors in this community for more than 80 years has been Bremer Bank. During that time, Bremer has maintained a goal of supporting local businesses and everyday people so that prosperity will filter through the entire community. I know when I first started my business, I trusted Bremer to help me as I began to look at the planning for my children and their college education. Bremer is there. So I'm not stretched thin. So I'm not worried. So I'm not, anxious about everything that's going on around me because I had a plan. Right. And when I started my business, I didn't know what I was doing. I remember going into the bank and saying, I need to open a business account. And they were like, OK, so what's your EIN? I said, what is that? And they were like, OK, Shaletta, so you need to go and you need to register with the state of Minnesota. You can't just come in here and open. What's the name of the business? You can't just come in here and open a business account because you've got an idea. And so, Erin, I'm talking to Erin Dady. I'm just going to bring her in. She is the chief marketing officer at Bremer Bank. Erin, it was a whole mess in the lobby that day. OK, I know folks was laughing at me when I left. OK, girlfriend, I had no idea that I need to register. Erin, I have probably been in business for 4 months.
Hi, Shaletta, but our bakers helped you out, didn't they?
Girl, I literally have been in business for 4 months. I had not taken in any money and I had not paid anybody, right? And so I got my first little old check. Blois Olson helped me get a deal with somebody and I got my first client and they wrote me a check. Girl, and I went marching into Bremer Bank thinking I was going to do something. I'm going to open me an account.
And Shaletta, look at you now, girl. Look at you now.
But, you know, they didn't laugh me out of the lobby. You know, people sat down and they talked to me and they guided me and they helped me. And then they start asking questions like, don't you have a student that's getting ready to go to high school? Have you start planning for college? You know, and then as we look even forward, okay, so you and Sean are getting a divorce. You're getting a house. It's just going to be your name and his name. You're going to have to get a law. I mean, all of that stuff. All of that information, all of that financial literacy that I got, it just shows you that Bremer Bank is more than just a bank. It's a community partner and an institution that a lot of us are going to miss, Erin. We are heartbroken about the sale to Old National Bank. I'm sure it's going to be fine, but Girl, I mean, you know, Bremer has really been a part of our lives for a long time, and it's a regional bank. I mean, I could reach out and touch Jean Crane. She may be at the Minneapolis club and walking out the door when I'm walking out the radio station and I see her. And just, you know, for us, especially in this community, you know, the way you built up that bank after George Floyd died and the commitment that you had to the community to actually come back and do the work and make it available and accessible for people along Lake Street. I mean, all those things. Girl, I you know, there were a lot of companies that made promise, but Bremer made good on their promise.
Well, you're touching my heart, Shaletta, and thank you for being such an incredible partner of ours. We've been proud to do the work here in our community for over 80 years. We've been cultivating thriving communities and partnering with customers. And I love that you told the story about you coming up to our bank and you weren't quite sure how to work with a bank. That happens every day at Bremer Bank, and people come in and ask for our help. It's not a transaction to us at Bremer. It's a relationship and it's a partnership. And we want to work with people elbow to elbow to help them grow their family wealth, to help them grow their business. That is such satisfying, rewarding work, and it's been an honor that we've been able to do it as long as we have. And thank you for working with us, Shaletta.
Now, talk to me about, you know, just the community impact of the bank. You know, as you look back over these 80 years, there are so many places where you will see the Bremer footprint. You know, my kids will be out somewhere and all of a sudden we'll look up and say sponsored by Bremer Bank. Or, you know, we work a lot in North Minneapolis with, you know, families in that underserved community. And they may have one of those, you know, welcome home boxes that you give to people who are coming out of homelessness as they get their first apartment or, you know, rent house. And, you know, there's plates and forks and knives and blankets and towels and, you know, dishwashing liquid and salt powder. I mean, you know, it means so much to people, especially single parents who, you know, are starting all over, maybe coming out of a shelter like Tubman, getting their first apartment or rent house and, you know, opening that box and seeing, you know, those special notes from Bremer about how they can do it. They can make it. Everything's going to be okay. And these are not your customers, right? These are just the community members that may never even step foot in the door.
That's right. And when they get those welcome home kits, that's such an important moment for a family or a person transitioning out of homelessness. Imagine the joy they feel transitioning to their first permanent home. And what a lot of us don't remember is just when you move into your first home, everything you need that you haven't had, all of the kitchen supplies and the laundry detergent, the utensils and plates, it's so expensive to put that all together. And so just imagine how daunting that might be for a family who's moving into their first home. So we've partnered with the United Way here in the Twin Cities for the last couple of years. And Shaletta, you've been an incredible volunteer for us packing those kits. It takes a lot of work putting them all together. And we gather our Bremer community to do that every year. And we did this last year, the most ever, we did 1,450 welcome home kits, impacted a lot of families across the state of Minnesota.
Okay, so we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, I'm nosy, so I'll be looking at stuff. That's not my business. But Bremer has this 2024 Environmental, Social, and Governance Report that you guys put out. And there's some things in there that I want to discuss, that I want to talk about. Because here's the thing, what I know is that when you are a leader in the community and you are doing the work, other people look at you. And they see you doing the work and they say, well, we better step our game up. You know, we Bremer over here packing boxes. We better do something else. Bremer's over here, you know, handing out Thanksgiving baskets. We better do something too. And I think, and we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break, Erin, but I'm going to miss, you all setting the tone and being the leader. When we start talking about community service, because I surely see a lot of other corporations here in the Twin Cities looking at the work you are doing and emulating that for the benefit of the community. So we'll talk more with Erin about Bremer's legacy when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is 2:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Happy Easter, everyone. Welcome back from commercial break. We have been talking about the legacy of Bremer Bank in our community. More than 80 years. They are now going to be joining Old National Bank. And I want to talk a little bit about the legacy of this historic financial institution, because it's about more than banking. It's been about people. And we've been talking about some of those programs, Erin. We're joined. Erin Dady is continuing the conversation with me. She's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. But, you know, we've got receipts. You know, you've got this environmental, social, and governance report that you guys put out about the bank and, you know, the actionable ways that the bank is aligning with the goals to create and cultivate thriving communities, like how you rebuilt the bank in on Lake Street so that people can come in and their conference rooms that people can take advantage of and use. And, you know, we talked about the welcome home kits for families who are are transitioning out of homelessness. But this report that you guys put together really talks about how the bank is really working in partnership with the community under former CEO Gene Crane to just build the community, build the people, build positive change.
That's right. And this ESG report, it's just a way for us to capture and describe the impact our company is having on community. And we want to make sure that we are continuing to do right by all of our stakeholders, by our customers, by communities, and by our employees. So ESG reports are really nice tools for companies to say how they are impacting their communities, how they're impacting the planet, their customers, and all of the communities that they serve. And that's what we have here that we've been doing for the last 4 years.
Now, when we start talking about this in the last 4 years, you know, it's more than just about people. It's also about being environmentally friendly, about the LED lighting and, you know, all that stuff, 10% increase from the previous years. Talk to me about that.
That's right. That's a really important part of community impact is what impact are you having on the planet and where can you make some improvements year over year? And so for us, we don't have a lot of carbon emissions in our industry. We're not heavy users of fossil fuels or anything like that, but there are things that we can do in the financial services industry. For example, we've encouraged more and more of our customers to use electronic DocuSign so that we can eliminate a lot of use of paper. And that's at 66% usage, which is really high. Each year, we increase our LED lighting across the buildings that we have. You know, we have over 75 buildings across our footprint. We also are using more and more solar energy to fuel our branches all over the state. So these are small things that we can all do that, of course, add up to make less of an impact on our planet.
And, you know, you start talking about that social piece and, you know, I can't say enough how much I appreciate the partnership with organizations in the Twin Cities, like Habitat for Humanities. You know, you sponsored one of the largest ever Habitat for Humanities redevelopment projects. You know, I want to get into that because, you know, we are seeing a decrease in the number of homeless encampments and people like, where are these folks going? You know, organizations like Bremer are partnering with the Habitat for Humanities to create affordable housing for families who couldn't otherwise ever own a home.
That's right. Affordable housing is a focus area for our so critical to build strong communities. And so Bremer Bank entered into the largest banking partnership in the history of Habitat for Humanity anywhere in the country. We're working here with the incredible folks at the Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity. And we purchased at Bremer Bank 760 mortgage loans so we could support home ownership and double the number of families that Habitat is able to serve right here in our communities. We were also really proud to work on the Jimmy and Rosalind Carter Work Project this past year on the east side of St. Paul. We had hundreds of employees and customers out there swinging hammers. That's not my core competency, Shaletta, but I did my best.
Right.
Building alongside with my coworkers. It's such an incredible community effort to help so many people. So we're really, really so honored to partner with Habitat in all kinds of ways.
Girl, I just, you know, and here's what, you know, it just comes to my mind is that, you know, as a leader in community involvement, you know, other companies see what Bremer does and they say, oh, we better step our game up. We better get it together because we're not going to let Bremer make us shame. And I have seen other organizations, other corporations here in town, when they see you do something, I'm not going to say they copying. I'm just going to say I've seen them do something similar, right? And so my fear is, you know, who's going to be the catfish? You know, who's going to be out there building homes and making record-breaking partnerships so that, you know, families who couldn't otherwise afford affordable housing are now homeowners? Who else is going to do these kits? Who else is going to rebuild in a community that otherwise wouldn't have banking? Who else is going to help small Black business owners get off of PayPal and Venmo so that they can actually have bank accounts and business credit cards so that they can expand their companies and start hiring people?
It's all of our responsibilities here. You know, Bremer Bank, we've been the number one company for corporate giving in the entire state of Minnesota. There are a lot of companies in Minnesota that are bigger than Bremer, but we give more to community than anyone else here. So that's our legacy. I hope that all can learn by the legacy to be mindful and of the impact you're having on community and to be generous. Listen, we have thriving communities. We are lucky to live in the state of Minnesota. And so, let's keep supporting and helping each other. All 1600 employees, current employees of Bremer Bank are going to carry forward the legacy, with a new owner or anywhere else, because it's the core of who we are and what we do. We will carry our purpose of cultivating thriving communities, forever.
Well, Erin Dady, here with us from Bremer Bank, thank you so much for the continued partnership in community, for the work that you do, and for taking the time on a Saturday afternoon to hang out with me on the Shaletta Show. Happy Easter, and thank you for being here.
Happy Easter to you, Shaletta, and all your listeners. Thanks for all you do for our community.
All right. You all stick around. It is 2:27. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I love meeting new people. That's just how I roll. And so if I see somebody sitting somewhere and they're by themselves having lunch, I would literally go to the table and just start talking to that person to find out who they are, where they're from, and how we can connect. That's how I connected to my next guest. He was sitting over at the Minneapolis Club back when I was a member, and I saw Dr. Bruce Gleason, and he was looking all handsome with his little bow tie and his hair all dolled up. And I was like, who is this good looking man in this suit? And sat down and talked to him and just found out so much more about his background. And he actually came to a couple of my events. Yes, he did. And so now he is joining me on my show because he has an event coming up on Thursday the 24th and he has a book out. And so Dr. Gleason is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being my friend and for coming on my show.
You're welcome. So nice to be here. Glad to
now, we chatted it up, and you were just such an amazing man. You have always been there to support me when I've had events. And so I said, it's time for me to return the favor. So you've got an event coming up on Thursday at 5 p.m. at the American Swedish Institute right over on Park Avenue in Minneapolis. And you've got this new book out, which I've got a copy of. It's called Cold War Cadence, A Military Musician's Berlin Memoir. Talk to me about this book, Dr. Gleason.
Well, gladly. I had a very interesting Army enlistment several decades ago, 30-some years ago. I had been a high school band director. I had finished two bachelor's degrees, a master's degree. And at the age of 30, I decided, well, the next thing to do is enlist in the U.S. Army as a musician. Well, basic training at the age of 30, then the School of Music, and then I got orders for Berlin just several months before the wall opened up. And that the book, Cold War Cadence, is about that experience.
Wow. And so, you know, a lot of people experience something, Dr. Gleason, and they take that experience to the grave. They may tell a few family members, a few friends. What made you take that experience and write about it and tell everybody about it so that we can be there with you and join you in that journey?
That's a good question. Our friend Bert Cohen, you know, Mr. Cohen, founding publisher of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, He took a look at the book and he said, what on earth? How did you prepare for this? What were you thinking? And I confessed, I'm not quite sure, but I knew that I had a story in me. And fortunately, I had written newspaper articles about the whole thing. So all of those, as you know, all of those newspaper articles for the North Star News of Carlstead, Minnesota, are all tucked in there. And fortunately, all of the hundreds of letters that I wrote to everyone across the world, I kept copies of them. And so putting the whole thing together, I thought I better get this together while I still have a mind. And so that's what the story is.
It is called Cold War Cadence, A Military Musician's Berlin Memoir. And you can catch the author, Dr. Bruce Gleason, over at the American Swedish Institute this Thursday at 5 p.m. Over on Park Avenue in Minneapolis. You know, I've had the pleasure of, you know, knowing about one of your other book events over at the Minneapolis Club. And so many people came and so many people were touched and so many people were blessed and inspired. What can people expect when they come on Thursday at 5 o'clock? What's going to happen?
Well, that's a good question. So it's Thursday because working it out with the Swedish Institute, free admission to the American Swedish Institute, a happy hour, there's cash bar from 3 to 5. And then hoping that people will stay for the presentation that I'm going to give beginning at 5 o'clock, followed by a question and answer time, and I will be showing slides from the book. The book has about 1,000 photographs Most of them I took myself.
And, I did not know that.
Yes, I just about everything I took myself, and for some reason, I kept them in boxes, and even in all my multiple moves across the world, I kept them. And because we were stationed at a former Nazi compound, we have years of the Nazi photos of the Nazi years, as well as photos of the Prussian years, dating back to the 1880s. It's designed by a fabulous book designer, Renee Dubs Elena, worked with me for almost 5 years putting this book together. And the other thing I'll say is, I think it's folks putting this on need to cover expenses, so we're asking for a minimal $10 admission at the door. But people can also find us at Eventbrite online, or the Star Tribune has us listed as well, and people are able to reserve that. So to answer your question, I plan on being brilliant and riveting.
Yes.
So I'm still working on that part.
Okay. And you know what? You were brilliant and riveting the day I met you, and you have not disappointed me since. And I'm so glad you took the time to come on my show to tell people about this event. It is going to be amazing. The book is phenomenal. I was amazed by the photographs, and it's just even takes it up a notch to know that you put it together. The fact that you saved this, that you created it, and now you're sharing it with us so that we can be a part of the journey that you went on is so fascinating.
Beautiful.
Dr. Bruce Gleason, the author of Cold War Cadence, A Military Musician's Berlin Memoir. He will be at the American Swedish Institute on Park Avenue this Thursday at 5 p.m. And I tell you what, I don't usually do this, but I would like to give my copy of your book away. That's what I'm going to do. So if you would like to get a copy of the book, I want you to call the station. Jonathan is there. We'll get your address, and I will personally mail it out to you so that you can have a copy. Because if you have not gotten this book, those pictures, those stories, it is definitely something that you want to have on your bookshelf to share to share with your family, and also to see this part of our history. This is our history that Dr. Gleason is giving us. And so it is just such a blessing that we are able to have this. So the first person to call in and give us your name and address, I will be more than happy to give you my copy of the book. Phone number 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. So happy to give this away. So happy Dr. Gleason is on the show. And so happy that my friend Steve Thompson is coming up next. My favorite part of the Shaletta Show is to talk to this dude. And I can't wait to chat with him about something special that I want to tell you guys about too. Stick around. There's more to come. It is 2:46. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And my favoriteest time of the show is when I get to talk to my friend Steve Thompson. He is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, it is beautiful outside. Spring may have sprung. I am excited for the warmer weather and the less expensive light bill.
Yeah, I've been getting that bill from Xcel Energy and CenterPoint for the natural gas, and it's like, wow, I might need to get a part-time job just to fund that.
Baby, I'm gonna be doing Uber Eats and DoorDash and Instacart and all kinds of stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I got my bill, Steve, and it was like, you know, because I do Xcel, and it has the gas and the electricity on there, and it was over $500. I bought some curtains. I kept these blinds closed. I told my kids, keep these closets closed, because they got the closets open, all the lights in the house on, Steve. We're heating closets and bathrooms. I said, if y'all don't close these damn doors and turn these lights off, y'all are going to have no college fun.
Well, I remember years ago, my grandma and grandpa, they lived on the east side of St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And They were old school. They had like a guest bedroom or den, they called it, with a sleeper sofa in it. And that's where my brother and I would sleep when we'd go over to visit them. But in the winter, they shut the heat vent, shut the door, and they were both like, yeah, we're not going to pay to heat that. We don't use that room most of the time. You know, so they'd kind of shut down those rooms, and then when we'd come over, my brother and I, we put our stuff in there. It was 30 degrees in there. Like, they had the window open, and it would take a while to warm it up. And then all that steel in the sleeper sofa, that was cold all night. But, yeah, they weren't going to heat that room. They shut it down. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how we're gonna make it. The price of eggs is not going down as Easter. I sent my kids somewhere else. I said, y'all go over here. They went to two Easter egg hunts. They were like, Mama, we're gonna have one at home. No, because I'm not buying no eggs.
Well, did you see that story that, and this is genius, one of the marshmallow companies, and I can't remember what, you know, the Jet Puff, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Big jumbo marshmallows. I saw a piece, and I can't remember if it was a Today Show or whatever, or it was just local Care 11 thing. But they did a piece on, because eggs are so expensive, that people are coloring marshmallows. Which isn't a half bad idea, because I like marshmallows, you know.
A whole lot cheaper to get a bag of the big ones. And, you know, Jen Brooks with the Star Tribune, she's one of the columnists there. She said we should paint potatoes. She said instead of Easter eggs, we're going to do Easter potatoes. And I was like, brilliant, because we got all these watercolors over here. These kids want to do some paint. Y'all better go get that bag, 10-pound sack of potatoes. We got the little ones. Y'all go over there and do some coloring, because I'm don't touch those eggs. That's all I know. Yeah, don't touch potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes are a bargain year round. And like I say, isn't that what the peeps are anyway? Marshmallows.
So marshmallows.
And you color those. Now, I don't know how much dye you want to eat and that sort of thing, but I thought it was a pretty good idea.
I think it's an excellent idea. Okay. We'll just minimize the dye. Steve, did you hear the news? I got diagnosed with autism.
You did.
Well, I did.
I know you've been raising children with autism.
Steve, I was sitting here one night, Sean and I are doing this co-parenting thing. He dropped the kids off at the house, and he said, what you gonna do for the rest of the night? I said, I'll watch this Yacht Rock documentary on HBO Max. And he was like, you've been watching that thing every night for almost a month now. And I was like, wow. I hadn't realized it, Steve. And so I called my mom, and I was like, hey, did I have a lot of repetitive behavior as a kid? And she was like, yeah, you used to sing that Oscar Mayer Baloney song all the time, and it would drive us crazy. And so I just kind of started looking at patterns. And so I called over to Frazier, and I asked him if I could come over and get tested. And went over there, and sure enough, I'm on the autism spectrum.
Wow. Well, you know, there's been a lot in the news, and I know you're very involved in this cause and pay a great deal of attention and raised money and done a lot of the great advocacy work and books and so on and so forth. And I wonder, is it because you keep hearing, well, the numbers are going up among kids and people are being diagnosed and so on and so forth. Is it just that the diagnosis is better? What's your opinion on all of that, on why this is in the news and why there's more and more diagnoses?
Well, I think parents know now. They're more educated. When we start saying we're creating awareness, that means not just that people are aware, but that parents have the information they need to make some decisions about their kids. Like, for instance, I didn't know anything about autism when my son Brandon was diagnosed. He just kept getting into trouble because he wouldn't sit still and he wouldn't stop flapping his hands and he wouldn't listen. And so they said, oh, well, he's bad. He just won't mind. He won't listen. He won't follow instructions. I mean, from the school to the children's church, and, you know, to the point where, you know, he was getting punished. You know, I was like, okay, no free time, no this, no that, no, you can't go to the movies, no, you can't go to the park with your brothers and your dad, you got to sit here with me. You know, so he's getting into trouble because they're telling me that he needs discipline, but really he needed a diagnosis. And so you see numbers going up for black and brown kids. It's because black and brown parents now have the information that they need so that their children can get checked and tested. And so there's not this, a school to prison pipeline, because that's what was happening with autistic black and brown kids, is that they were labeled as discipline problems. You know, they would get in the disciplinary classes. They, you know, had a stigma. The teachers, you know, were sharing information about them. Well, really, somebody should have just said, hey, why don't we get these kids tested? They might have autism. And then that allows them to get the grace and the therapy they need in school so that they can have a better quality of life, and you know, and they can treat them, you know, differently because of their diagnosis. So they don't get disciplined as if they're a normal developing student. You know, they get the graces that come along with having an individualized education plan. And so that's what I think, Steve, is that black and brown parents have the information that they need, because it was always that, you know, autism was something that little white boys had. And that's because the white parents had the information. Right. So they knew what to ask for. And so this is something not necessarily brand new, but relatively new, that black parents are able to go in and advocate for their kids with the information that we need.
Sure. And I think there's been a lot of hurtful things said lately about what that diagnosis means. But
oh, my God,
you proved otherwise, that, you know, it is, even with that diagnosis and help early and understanding, as you pointed out, IEPs for these young people with this diagnosis, that they can indeed become productive members of society, that ignoring the problem is what you shouldn't do.
Right. And, you know, I'm just so disappointed in, you know, what is being said about people with autism, that they're never hold jobs, they're never pay taxes. And, you know, my philosophy with that, Steve, is if you devalue people, then you can defund their programs. You know, you can't just go in and say, we're going to take all the money away from, you know, people with autism and other special needs. You can't defund them until you devalue them. And so that's why when I found out I had autism, I went to the Fraser School and I said, hey, we got to do something. And so, you know, after everything that's been happening this past week and all the negative stereotypes that have been coming out, false negative stereotypes, I'm having a happy hour for adults with autism on Wednesday at the Depot in Minneapolis. I partnered with Fraser. And so Wednesday from 4 to 6, adults with autism, hardworking tax paying adults with autism, can come out to the Depot in Minneapolis. And I think I'm going to invite RFK to come, because apparently he has never seen a productive adult with autism who pays taxes. And we have tens of thousands of them in Minnesota. So the event is free. People can sign up on my website at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. But it's a happy hour for adults with autism this Wednesday from 4 to 6 at the Depot in Minneapolis.
Well, it's a wonderful cause, Shaletta.
Now, what you got coming up on your show?
We got Doug. Doug's, we've had Twins games, so Doug's back. So we've got a show coming up. And then we'll get you ready for the Timberwolves and Wild playoffs later. And then the Twins and the Braves from Atlanta. And it's warm down in Atlanta.
Game
time 5:30 today.
Well, I can't wait to listen. Thank you so much for joining me, Steve. And thank y'all for listening to the show. Don't forget, Steve Thompson is coming up next, and you do not want to miss him. On behalf of Jonathan Lowe, Al Schock, I'm Shaletta Brundage. Thanks for listening to the Shaletta Show. We'll see y'all next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.